Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Fragile by Design, by Charles W. Kolomeris and Stephen H. Haber is a work of political economy and comparative economic history that asks why banking systems look so different across countries, and why some repeatedly suffer crises while others remain comparatively stable. Rather than treating financial instability as mainly a technical failure of regulation or risk management, the book argues that banking outcomes are produced by political choices that allocate privileges and protections. The authors develop a guiding framework, the game of bank bargains, to explain how coalitions among politicians, bankers, and organized interest groups shape rules about entry into banking, branching, deposit protection, supervision, and rescues during distress. Using long-run historical comparisons, the book contrasts cases such as the United States and Canada, and also examines countries including the United Kingdom, Mexico, and Brazil. Written for readers who want an empirically grounded narrative more than formal models, it aims to show that durable banking reforms must account for the underlying political bargains that created fragility in the first place. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the game of bank bargains as a political theory of banking. At the center of the book is the idea that banking systems are built through repeated bargains among political actors and financial interests, not designed from scratch by neutral experts. The game of bank bargains describes how governments need banks to help fund the state and support economic activity, while banks need governments for charters, legal protections, and credible backstops. Those mutual needs invite coalition building. Politicians exchange policy favors for political support, fiscal resources, or credit allocation that benefits key constituencies. Bankers accept constraints and supervision when the trade brings market power, limits on competition, or support in crisis. Other groups, such as borrowers, regional interests, and voters shape the bargains by pushing for cheaper credit, more local control, or protection from perceived financial monopolies. The authors use this framework to connect micro-level rules, such as branching limits or entry restrictions, to macro-level outcomes, such as the frequency of panics, the concentration of banking, and the depth of credit markets. The key implication is that fragility is often a feature, not a bug, because it can be politically useful to distribute rents and shift losses during downturns. Secondly, why the United States was historically crisis-prone. A major comparative lesson in Fragile by Design is that the United States developed a banking structure that repeatedly amplified shocks. The authors link this pattern to political conflicts over who should control credit and where banks should operate. For much of U.S. history, coalitions favoring local banking and restrictions on branching helped produce a fragmented system with many small banks. That structure could serve local interests by limiting the reach of large, diversified institutions. But it also reduced diversification and increased vulnerability to regional downturns and depositor runs. The book emphasizes how populist pressures, including agrarian and localist politics, affected the rules of the game and helped sustain arrangements that were unstable but politically durable. In this view, crises and subsequent reforms are not isolated episodes. They are moments when coalitions renegotiate the bargain, often producing new forms of safety nets and regulation that can stabilize some risks while entrenching other distortions. The argument reframes U.S. financial instability as a recurring product of political compromise over competition, chartering, and risk-sharing, rather than simply a series of regulatory mistakes. Thirdly, Canada as a contrast case stability through different bargains. Canada functions in the book as a revealing counterexample to the idea that instability is inevitable in modern banking. The authors highlight that Canada historically avoided the same kind of systemic banking crisis that afflicted the United States, and they connect this difference to alternative political bargains that supported a more nationally integrated banking structure. A system with broader geographic scope can diversify risks and reduce the likelihood that localized shocks topple many institutions at once. In the game of bank bargains lens, Canadian politics did not produce the same persistent coalition in favor of unit banking and strict branching limits. Instead, the bargain was more consistent with allowing institutions to operate across regions, which changes incentives for both banks and regulators. The comparison is not presented as a claim that any concentrated system is automatically superior, but as evidence that political structures and interest group alignments matter in determining whether a country chooses fragmentation or integration. By juxtaposing two neighboring economies with shared features but distinct banking histories, the book strengthens its core claim that policy outcomes reflect coalition stability and bargaining, not just economic fundamentals. Fourthly, scarce credit and crisis in Mexico and Brazil beyond the North Atlantic cases. Fragile by Design uses Mexico and Brazil to show how banking bargains can simultaneously generate instability and limit access to credit. The authors argue that in some political settings, banking rules and government relationships favor narrow groups, producing systems that lend less broadly to households and firms while remaining exposed to abrupt policy shifts or confidence shocks. When entry is restricted, competition can be muted and credit can become expensive or concentrated among connected borrowers. When the state is heavily involved in directing or supporting banks, the distribution of benefits and losses can become a central political issue, increasing the temptation to use banking policy as a tool for coalition maintenance. In this perspective, crises are not only about bank runs, they also reflect deeper problems of governance, credibility, and the politicization of banking privileges. By examining these countries over time, the book illustrates how difficult it can be to expand stable, broad-based credit when the underlying coalition benefits from scarcity, opacity, or discretionary allocation. The lesson is that building deep credit markets requires changing political incentives, not only importing regulatory templates. Lastly, implications for regulation. Deposit insurance and bailouts. A practical contribution of the book is its insistence that reforms cannot be evaluated only by technical soundness. Measures such as deposit insurance, lender of last resort support, and bank resolution regimes are political as well as economic instruments because they determine who is protected and who bears losses. The authors treat bailouts and rescues as predictable outcomes of prior bargains if banks are essential to political coalitions or fiscal objectives. Governments will be pressured to intervene during distress. At the same time, the form of intervention, whether generous protection, strict restructuring, or selective support, reflects the balance of power among interest groups and the credibility of commitments. Regulation can reduce some risks, but may also be designed to limit competition or preserve rents, which can raise long-run fragility. The Game of Bank Bargains framework encourages readers to ask not only what a rule does on paper, but also who demanded it, who benefits from it, and how it will be enforced. The book, therefore, pushes policy debates toward political feasibility and incentive compatibility, warning that reforms that ignore coalition dynamics may fail or be reversed when circumstances change. In conclusion, Fragile by Design is best suited to readers who want an explanation of banking crisis that goes deeper than narratives of irrational exuberance, weak supervision, or isolated policy blunders. Scholars and graduate students in political economy, economic history, and finance will value its comparative structure and its emphasis on long-run institutional development. Policymakers, regulators, and practitioners can benefit from the book as a diagnostic tool. It clarifies why similar technical reforms can yield very different results across countries, and why crisis prevention cannot rely on rules alone when the underlying bargains reward fragility or credit scarcity. General readers interested in financial crises will find the approach accessible because the argument is built largely through historical narrative and institutional comparison, rather than heavy formalism. What helps the book stand out in its category is its consistent integration of politics with banking structure. Using the same conceptual lens across multiple countries and centuries, many books on crises focus on market psychology, macroeconomic imbalances, or regulatory design. Palomares and Haber instead treat banking as an arena of bargaining over rents, access, and risk sharing, which reframes stability as a political outcome. Even when readers disagree with the weight placed on coalition dynamics, the framework provides a disciplined way to ask who wins, who loses, then why the system keeps reproducing its vulnerabilities. If you would like to support Charles W. Palomares, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.